Darling, I don't know who you are, but you cannot be here. Come on, let's get you out of here. No, I don't know where... Who are you looking for? Mike? Yeah, I know Mike. It does not matter that you know... Come on, you don't even have a hard hat on. You cannot be here. You do have to leave. This is an active construction zone. You cannot be here. Alright, if... At least let's not be out in the yard. Come on, come in my office. Alright. Now, what in the hell are you doing on my site? You cannot be here. This is not a safe place. Shit falls and people get hurt and there's tools and... Come on now, you should know better. Alright. Let's get ahead of this. What about Mac? What did Mac do? You're looking for your boyfriend. That ain't right. Nah, you got the wrong place or the wrong guy. I don't know. But that ain't it. Yes, I know. Ma'am, I am listening to you the best of my ability. I got 148 guys out there working real fucking hard. And I'm in here taking care of you. I don't want you to feel like we do not value you. I don't know you, but look, all I can say is there's only one Mike on my crew, and he's married. He's got two kids. Yes. Black hair, big build. Likes to wear the dumbass red shoes. Oh, that's your Mike, ain't it? Oh, sweetie, he's married. You'd never go over to his house or nothing? I see. He would just take you out to the lake. Yeah. Sweetie, I'm sorry for you to have to find out this way, but that ain't your man. Your man got a lady, and he's her man. And I'll be honest with you, I think she might beat up half the men in my yard. Sorry, that's probably not very funny to you. Look, dear, here, come on. Don't be sad. It ain't worth it. He's just some fucking guy. Who cares, you know? What's the big deal? Come on, let's get you out of here. No, you can't be staying in here. I got things to do. I gotta be out there in the yard with them. I gotta be taking care of stuff. They're doing their best, but they need my guiding hand. Well, I mean, I'm sure you could use a guiding hand as well, but that ain't the kind of services that I'm particularly good at offering. Could I what? I mean, yeah, I could. Yeah, here. Yeah, come on, fuck it. Come on, hug me. Come on. Atta girl. I know, he's a real piece of shit. I'll go talk to him. At least I'm gonna stop telling him where he works. No, I'm sorry. That was rude of me. No, I do care about what you're saying, but you gotta understand, unscrupulous behavior, well, I shouldn't say it's expected in a place like this, but I couldn't have any guys out there if I only hired the most pure of heart men. I don't think that says much about me. I'm a hardworking man just like everybody else. I'm just here to try to staff this place and make sure these buildings get built the right way. I do my job right. You have a home. Yes. I find that what I do does have meaning. I don't like your tone. I've been nothing but kind to you since you walked in. It's okay. I understand that this is a high-pressure situation. You don't need to apologize. No, you do not need to apologize. It's okay. No, ma'am, you're being mighty forward right now. You were here to see Mike for what? Oh, God. No, the door ain't unlocked. Why would I lock? It would have made you feel uncomfortable. No, I don't feel uncomfortable. No, I don't. Oh, God. You got delicate hands there, ma'am. Maybe I'm just used to my own. I'm sorry I'm so flustered. I just ain't been with a lady in a couple years. Oh, God. Okay. Okay. We can. No, not my desk. That's. Oh, God, you're not wearing any panties, are you? You were coming here to fuck him. Well, if all you came here today was to get fucked, and we've thusly decided that Mike is a real piece of shit, suppose I can help out with that. Now, you better be quiet. All those boys out there can hear. Besides, if they were to find out there's some gorgeous, enchanting woman in here, they might just line up at the door and ask to take turns on you. You'd hate that, wouldn't you? Oh, goddamn. You might even like that. That'd really show Mike, wouldn't it? Oh, he would never get over that thought. His pretty little girlfriend, he thinks is his little secret. Just getting fucking taken by every man in this place that she allows. Alright. I promise you I would be a gentle hand. A help, wouldn't I? But you're sitting there on my desk, legs spread. The most gorgeous pussy I ever seen. Why don't we erase Mike from this? Come here, pretty lady. I'm gonna take these hips. Line it up just right. Oh. Mike's a fucking idiot. Oh, I'm sorry, is this too forward? I thought a lady like you might just want to get right at it. Oh, god damn. You are something else. Oh, god. You know, maybe you should come by for lunch. Oh, I could help you get over him and you could help me drain a load or two. Oh, maybe I even. Oh, yeah. Bring those hips in, girl. Oh, yeah. Maybe, just maybe, I'll bring you in one day and you get down between my legs and my desk and I'll bring him in and reprimand him and you get real quiet. Oh, I think we could have a lot of fun together, pretty lady. And you don't need that fucking loser. Oh, goddamn. Oh, I cannot believe my luck today. Yeah, I said, look at me. I'm fucking pounding a beautiful girl. Oh, all because my employee's a fucking idiot. You know, almost fired him a few weeks ago, but I can honestly say I think he might be employee of the month right now. What would he say if he walked in on us, huh? More importantly, what would you say? Yeah, I imagine you'd lay into him, wouldn't you? He's a fucking no good liar. But you are good at fucking. Oh. And I think that is a way more admirable trait. Oh, shit. God damn. Oh. Now, darling. Not that I have any problem cream pieing a lovely lady, but I have a special request, if you don't mind. I ain't gonna last long. It's been a while since I was with a lady. And I love the feeling of a lady's lips wrapping around me. You wouldn't mind cleaning me off so I can get back to work, would you? I ain't got but so long before they start asking questions. Oh, there we go. Atta girl. Ooh. Oh my god. You are something else. Oh, tell me. Who's bigger, me or him? Oh, fuck. That's right. That's what I thought. Oh, shit. Oh, your lips feel nice. Oh, you're making a boss's dream come true right now. I see some of these guys with the most gorgeous women, and I think to myself, how the fuck are they landing someone that nice? How is any gorgeous lady giving them the time of day? I think this is just fair for all the bullshit I put up with. Is one of their ladies, taking care of me? Holy fuck. Oh, fuck. God. God damn. Now hold on for a moment. I'm gonna grab you by the head, okay? If I fuck you too hard, you just tell me. But I wanna be in control for a minute. Maybe it's cause I run this yard, but nothing turns me on quite like being the one in control. Oh, fuck. Oh, god damn. Yeah, you're gonna have to come by every day. And maybe if you really keep me good company, I won't tell the other boys and I'll just keep you for my goddamn self. Getting close. Oh god, I'm about to come. Just like that. Oh, atta girl. Your head is out of this fucking world. No, what are you doing? Oh, no, I can't come in here. Oh, fuck, no, don't. I can't get up. No. Oh, baby. Oh, fine. I guess you need help forgetting that fucker. Oh god, I'm gonna cream pie, pretty lady. Oh lord. Oh. Shit. Oh, darling, I think you spent too much time comforting me. I thought this was about you. Oh, God. Now, I think we should continue this arrangement, don't you? Show that dumb motherfucker exactly what's up, but let's be subtle about it, shall we? I'm sure he already knows you came up here to my office. Don't fix yourself up. Just walk out there. Go back to your car. Come see me again tomorrow. Right around lunch, I'll have something nice and big for you. How's that sound? Atta girl. Oh. You know, when this is all said and done, I'm gonna have to thank that dumb motherfucker.